Hey, this is Dirks.
Dirks Bentley,
Dirks,
how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you guys.
By the way, he's Chris. I'm Doc.
Yeah, I'm Chris.
Thanks for calling in, man. We are pumped about this show.
I appreciate it. I'm excited about it, too, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to help us promote it a little bit, so thanks.
Let's talk about this show coming up Friday night at the Jägermeister. It's the Jägermeister Country Tour at the Sioux Falls Convention Center. Tell us about the show. How's it been going, and what's been going on during the show?
Oh, man, it's been rowdy. It's been fun. You know, it's everything you'd think that a tour called Jägermeister Country Tour would be. Just all the amps are cranked up a little bit louder. The volume of the crowd just a little bit louder. It's just a fun, overall, just a really fun night. We're having more fun as a band than I've ever had any time touring. So it's all that I thought it could be.
You're kind of quickly becoming one of the busiest guys in country music right now. Hey, congratulations on the new single, by the way.
Thanks, man. Yeah, the single's rocking. I appreciate you guys playing. It's just it's already become a big part of the show. You know, just this whole tour in particular is about getting a party started and having a great time the second we hit the deck. You know, that song is already doing its job, and the job is to get everyone, you know, losing their minds for a little bit. So it's been a lot of fun.
So I got to ask, is this early in the morning for Dirks Bentley, or is this normal time?
This is early, man. I'm the last one to go to bed and the first one to get up pretty much every day on this bus. And it's just the way it is, but this is definitely kind of early.
Hey, what's it like on this tour? I know the Jägermeister Country Tour, the plan was to kind of bring it in a little bit, make it more intimate. You've played stadiums. I've seen you a few times in big, huge venues. Now it's a little smaller. What's the different dynamic there?
It's fun. I mean, the whole idea of this tour is about playing places that don't require video screens to see the band. And as a fan, that's just the kind of shows that I love to watch. I love being close enough to yell at the band, or, you know, just to see every detail without having to look at a video screen. It's, you know, it's not a movie. It's a concert, and you should be able to, you know, see the band play, and just that's what this whole thing's about: playing small rooms and just filling them up and rocking it out, and just doing that type of show. And, you know, next year or this summer, we're doing all the fairs and festivals. This fall, we're doing an arena tour, so this is the chance for fans to come out and just kind of see something that's a little bit more up close and personal, and not have to deal with all that the headaches that come sometimes playing the bigger shows, as far as parking and just video screens and all that. And the lack of just good quality sound. It's just, it sounds better and looks better in a small venue.
Now, the album, your current album's doing really well. The new single is doing really well. You're out on tour. What's next for Dirks Bentley?
Man, my plate's full. Hopefully nothing. I
mean, some vacation, maybe.
Yeah, and honestly, I haven't played one in about 5 years. That'd be nice, I guess. And I think I get out there and get bored and miss playing music. For me, being on stage, an hour and a half on stage is like the best vacation in the world. But, honestly, between just trying to finish this record and tour, I got my hands completely full. So I'm good, man. I'm loving what I'm doing, and I'll take more of the same for as long as you guys will let me.
When we come to the show, we see Miss Willie Brown and Josh Thompson. What are their sets like?
Well, Miss Willie Brown, besides being two really cute girls, they're great, man. They're brand new, so they bring a lot of fresh energy to the show. And I think it's always fun to watch that, you know, a band that's really doing it for the first time out there on stage, and so they're great. And then, Josh has just quickly become one of my really good friends. He's the real deal when it comes to writing songs and singing, and his band, they rock hard every night, and they make that job easy. By the time we walk out, the crowd's already riled up and ready to party, and we just try to take it to that next level.
Dirks Bentley, our guest this morning on the Chris and Doc Show, the Jägermeister Country Tour coming to Sioux Falls Friday night. Tickets are available now. You can get all the details at our website, ktwb.com. We asked our listeners to send in some questions for you. You got a minute? I have some questions
for
you.
Yeah, man. Love to hear them.
All right. Teresa Marie says, what song that you sing has personally touched you? What's the one that every time you sing it kind of resonates with you?
Probably Set Up for a Slow Down or Long Trip Alone. Both those songs really kind of go back in time when I sing them every night and come back to inspiration for writing them. And so those two really definitely have a big effect on me every night.
Sarah Jost says her 5-year-old son is going through a phase right now where he hates having really curly hair. And she calls him Little Dirk. She wants to know if you have any advice for him on how to survive with curly hair.
I'll tell him I was right there with him, man. I wore a baseball hat every day. Straighten my hair out because I hated it being curly. I did that until, honestly, until I was about 20, you know, 5, 26, and I finally just gave up the fight. So my advice would be just to surrender to curls. There's nothing you can do about it, and embrace it.
But now it's like your trademark. I mean, the ladies love it.
I'm glad they do.
Chris, that's all there is.
Chris and I have started curling our hair, actually,
right.
Trying to get some reciprocal.
How is, speaking of
Did
our
hair? Is it working for you
no,
guys?
No, not at all.
Oh, man, that makes me so happy if I could have a hand at helping you guys out in that area. That'd
How is the hair? Are you losing it? Is it staying where it's supposed to stay?
It's as long as it's ever been, man. Right. It's longer and curlier than ever. I'm just letting it go. Go let it just go. It's the summer of the curls, man. They're just running wild.
There's your next tour.
There it is.
Last question. Elizabeth Carpen wants to know if you will marry her.
Just, if she lives in Utah and it's legal to do that, I'd be happy to.
Well, she'll be happy to know that, I'm sure.
She'll be at the show Friday night.
Yes. Be at the show. We'll see what happens.
All right. So we're gonna bring it to the convention center on Friday night, and we should just come and have a good time, shouldn't we? I like the fact the show's general admission, and we can just go and mm-hmm. make what we want of it.
It is. Yeah, it's fun, man. I'm sure everyone that comes on your show and talks about their show, talks about, you know, how it's the best tour or whatever, all that stuff. But, nah, this really is a fun one. It's just up close and personal. It's rocking. I feel like everyone leaves the building every night just having gone through it, you know, the same transformation that we go through on stage, just kind of lost in the feeling of just having a great time and forgetting about all the worries for a while.
So for everybody who's attended a country concert before, this really is a unique situation. We love the fact that you're coming to the convention center, a smaller venue where we get to get up close and personal with some of our favorite singers, and thanks for coming to town.
Man, I love coming to town, man. I personally have a hand in routing the tour, and I definitely want to put you guys on the map, so I appreciate you guys supporting us, and we're looking forward to coming out there and helping everybody escape a little bit and just have a good time.